The following Dharma talk was given at Boundless Way Zen Temple in Worcester, Massachusetts.
Our evening encouragement talk will be offered by Reverend Paul Galvin, who is an ordained Zen priest and a senior assistant teacher and the leader of Snow Mountain Zen and Artanta.
From the harmony of relative and absolute, do not pass your days and nights in vain.
I really like these pointers that are fairly common if you take a little while and look through our liturgy book. There's a fair amount of these pointers towards the end of our readings. These encouragements can take different forms. Sometimes they're almost like a cheerleader, you know, rah, rah, rah. Other times it's a bit of a red hot poker. And for me, this one is a bit of the red hot poker. Not quite as hot as maybe our ghost in the evening, do not squander your life, but definitely in that same realm. So what does this mean? What are these pointing at? Well, at some point today, I realized that this was day three of our sesshin. I kind of like the fact that I really did not know how many days that we were here. But then my mind took me where a lot of our sesshins are 3 days. So if I had gone to a 3-day sesshin, I'd already be done. And yet, each and every one of us raised our hand and said, I want that 7-day sesshin. I really do appreciate this opportunity for intensive practice with all of you. And I think maybe your mind, or I will own it in my mind, that 7-day sesshins, dare I say, are better than the 3-day sesshin. Well, it must be. I mean, it's twice as long, right? Maybe it's less squandery. Maybe it is less as far as spending our days in vain. Maybe. I don't know. In this sense of, I don't think it is about the number of days. Alan was sharing about his first sesshin with Boundless Way Zen, which happened to be mine as well, 17 years ago. I have no idea how many days of sesshin are under Alan's belt, or mine, for that matter of fact. Is that better, these number of sesshins? There's definite value, as I see it, for my life as I engage with everyone in my life. I go about my work, be a member of my community, a husband. These various things. But how many days here? This has been plaguing me a little bit, probably ever since yesterday. After Esther gave the talk, I knew that it was my turn next. And once in the queue, the mind gets going. And a strange thing happened. I recalled this old TV commercial, and maybe some of you of an age will remember it as well. I can't remember. It was like in the late 70s, maybe early 80s, this crudely drawn animation of sorts, where this this little boy who is walking around the streets and eventually in the woods and is asking one question over and over again to anyone and anything that will listen to him. And the question is, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center? Of the as far as the Tootsie Roll pops. And as he's going around, and I can't remember everyone that he asked. I think there was a road construction worker, I think is one. It's again 40 plus years, and you know, just shrugging their shoulders, goes out in the woods. And somehow, as one does, I guess, stumbled upon an owl, a wise old owl, apparently, and asked this owl, and the owl took it and gave one lick, two lick, three licks, crunch, and said, it takes three licks to get to the Tootsie Roll Center. And at that point, there is this... this kind of, again, memory tells me there's this kind of baritoned voice, male narrator says, we may never know how long it takes to get to the Tootsie Roll Center, and then blah, 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 pick up a bag at your local store or something along those lines. So if you're sitting here wondering how many days until your heart breaks open, if you're sitting here wondering how many rounds are required to wake up to your life as it is, I actually would like to give you an answer. And that's one. This one. Stay. Be here. Practice. Practice together. Do not pass your days and nights in vain. Thank you.